AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Chicago and the state of Illinois have filed suit to stop the Trump administration from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to the city.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
But White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says,
it's a shame that we see in some cities across the country that their mayors are just simply refusing to cooperate because they don't like Donald Trump. And that's what this boils down to. And I don't think any American would disagree that Chicago needs more law enforcement reinforcements, that they need more resources.
Sunday, a federal judge ruled the president could not send troops to Oregon, hours after the state's governor said more than 100 California National Guard members arrived Saturday, with more headed to Portland. Israel and Hamas have launched indirect talks on President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza. Sam Mednick reports the talks are set to resume in Egypt tomorrow, the second anniversary of the war.
One of Hamas's goals in attacking on October 7th was to bring the plight of the Palestinians back to the global stage, and it has achieved that. Some Western countries have recognized a Palestinian state, but the practicality on the ground is that Israel is taking more of that land that would be part of that state, making it extremely hard for that to become a reality. After 2 years of war, tens of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. 90% of the population has been displaced, some multiple times, and Israel controls 75% of the territory. And it's unclear how Gaza will rebuild.
Excitement around artificial intelligence keeps driving the stock market. The S&P added 0.4%, while the NASDAQ added 0.7%, both closing at new highs. However, the Dow slipped 63 points. This is AP News. It's Nobel Prize Week. Julie Walker has the first.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to Mary Brunko, Fred Ramsdell, and Dr. Shimon Sakaguchi for peripheral immune tolerance discoveries. They were announced in Sweden because of the time difference. Brunko in Seattle got the news of her win from an AP photographer who showed up at her home while she was sleeping.
My phone rang and I saw a number from Sweden and thought, well, that's just, you know, that's spam of some sort. So I disabled the phone and went back to sleep.
When the AP told her, she couldn't believe it.
That is amazing. It was a very cool work, and the work definitely deserves it.
The Nobel Committee says their discoveries have been decisive for our understanding of how the immune system functions and why we do not all develop serious autoimmune disease. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.